It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the North County Dublin area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth popping into. It's a lovely cosy bar on a winter's day, and the food and the drink, fantastic. The staff are great as well, so why not pop along? And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not stay in the White Sands Hotel? You can book it wherever you book your hotels. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You may have heard this in the news over the last couple of days. The Labour Party is bringing a private member's motion to the Dáil today on the decriminalisation of drug users. Labour's health spokesperson, Marie Sherlock, is calling on the government to, amongst other things, decriminalise the possession of drugs for personal use. So, if you are a recreational cocaine user, for example, it would be perfectly legal for you to walk around with a little bag of cocaine in your pocket and the guard could do nothing. If you're a cannabis smoker, you could have a couple of spliffs in your pocket and the guards could do absolutely nothing to you. And the whole idea is to stop criminalising drug users. And we'd like to find out whether or not you think this is a good idea. Now, this is something that has happened in Portugal. Over there, they decriminalised the personal use carrying of drugs, and they believe it has been very, very successful. So rather than arresting or attempting to arrest or jailing people for carrying small amounts of drugs, you just say, no, you're using the drugs anyway, you fire ahead there. Your thoughts, Mr. Dixon?
Well, you know I'm very anti-drugs, and I know a lot of people will probably be annoyed with this, because some of you probably are recreational drug users, but I'm very anti-drugs. And I think that if you were to make it legal, that if you were to say, yeah, it's okay to walk around the streets with a little bag of coke on you, that's encouraging people. We should be discouraging people from taking drugs, not encouraging and not making
it easy. The fact of the matter is that people are using them anyway, whether you like it or not, and that's just the bottom line.
And yeah, they're using them and then they're getting hooked on them and then they're going to drug treatment programs and my taxes are paying for their drug treatment. I don't want my taxes paying for your bad lifestyle choice.
So Johnny goes out on the weekend and he has a small little bag of cocaine.
By the way,
it's absolutely rampant.
And can I just stop you there? I think anybody, and if this is you, I'm pointing the finger at you listening to this, because this is you, I want you to look at the mirror. If you go out at the weekend or can't go out in the weekend, at the weekend, yeah, without doing a line of coke or bringing a bag of coke with you, you're a sad, pathetic loser.
Well, then there's a lot of losers, because you know how rampant it is. It's absolutely rampant. There is nowhere that you can go into at a weekend where people haven't either taken cocaine before they come in or are doing it in the toilets or whatever the case may be. The fact is, people are using drugs. Like it or lump it, they are. And at this moment, little Johnny is going out with his little bag of cocaine on Saturday, could be arrested and charged with drug possession.
And he should be.
Why? What does that achieve? Tell me what it achieves, arresting little Johnny, because he's doing it anyway. It's a waste of guard time. It's a waste of the court's time.
As I said, you have to arrest people for breaking the law.
Isn't this exactly what the Labour Party are saying? That we decriminalise it for personal use. That you can carry a small little bag of cocaine or a couple of joints in your pocket and the guards can do nothing to you. That's not saying it's legal, it's still illegal, but it's such a waste.
It's sending out, and I would say to anybody who thinks that this is a good idea, you've obviously never had a drug addict in your family or lost someone to drugs. We have to stop normalising the use of drugs and we have to stop making it easy.
And arresting people for having a little joint in their pocket is the answer, isn't it?
Nobody's been arrested for having a joint in their pocket.
By law, they can be.
No, my mates who are guards, and they've said if they pull over a car and they see drugs or they see weed in the glove compartment, it's not worth the hassle. It's not worth the hassle to arrest someone and charge them with that.
But on the statute books, they can be arrested. Somebody can be arrested.
No, but can we deal with cocaine then?
Yeah, what
because
about it?
A lot of our listeners probably do take cocaine. And if you do, you're a sad loser, literally, if you can't.
That's a lot of sad losers, as we just said.
Completely sad losers. But we need to stop telling them that it's okay to walk around with a little bag of white stuff in your pocket.
They're walking around with a little bag of white stuff in their pocket anyway, literally anyway. So what? So having it illegal to do that is achieving nothing. In other words, the point of this conversation is by decriminalizing personal use...
We're making it easier for people to use recreational drugs.
No, they're using them anyway. Do you not get that? They are literally using them anyway. Allowing somebody to have a little bag in their pocket is going to do absolutely nothing because they're carrying it around in their pocket anyway.
But that's stupid. But that's like saying there's people who are shoplifting every day, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we should decriminalize shoplifting because people are doing it anyway. So what's the point? It's breaking the law. Cocaine is a serious drug. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
We have to start making light of how...
Nobody's making light. But the fact of the matter is having drugs like cocaine illegal is doing nothing. It's literally doing nothing. People are using the drug regardless. So why should we criminalize people for carrying a small amount for their own possession? This isn't talking about legalizing drugs, by the way. This is just saying that you won't end up in prison or in court or whatever for carrying a small amount for your own.
You should end up in court if you're carrying cocaine around for recreational use. It's a dangerous drug.
The point I'm making is having drugs illegal has done absolutely nothing to stop drug abuse and drug addiction. Nothing whatsoever.
Oh, it has, because if you...
It hasn't.
Okay, but we don't know that because we don't know what it's like to decriminalise it.
Damien, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Damien?
I'm not too bad, no, boy.
Good. What did you want to say on this, Damien? Do you support decriminalising personal use?
Oh, yeah. So the 1940 law is still here in Ireland that you can have personal use of new drugs and then as home anyway, and that law is still here.
But say that again.
The 1940 law is still in Ireland, isn't it?
The 1940 law in Ireland?
Yeah, you could still have possession of personal use on your own property.
On your own property? Oh, right, I didn't realise that was a thing.
No, because I was in court and it's all there about before, you know, and you know, it was thrown out of court. You know?
Oh, okay, but if you'd have been stopped on the street... You probably would have been done. Is that right?
You would have been done on the street, yeah. But you can't be done. You can't be done on your own personal property.
All right, I never realised that.
Yeah, no. I didn't realise that until a couple of weeks ago over in the Stowell Court that I was in my own house with a small bit of marijuana, and it was thrown out of court. You know. Yeah.
So, do you think that it would be a good thing to decriminalise drugs?
It'd be the best thing for Ireland to do that, because if they're testing for drugs on the roadside, cut all the gangsters out and to make things easier, like Amsterdam.
You want to go one step further. You want to see drugs being legalised. Well, what the Labour Party is proposing is decriminalising the possession of drugs for personal use. Would you be in favour of that?
Yeah, for sure. Like Bob Marley said, there's nothing wrong with a bottle of whiskey and a joint. Is two different fucking things altogether, like, you know.
And what about harder drugs like cocaine or heroin? Should you be allowed to walk around the streets with a little bit of that?
Cocaine is all right, that comes from a plant, but heroin, I'm not for that at all, you know.
Okay, so you would differentiate. But you are in favour of having the to decriminalise the possession of drugs so that you can walk around the streets with a little amount of a drug in your pocket.
That'd be amazing to have that in Ireland, but like every other place in Europe has it, like Portugal, Germany, like all these countries have that, all these European countries have it legalised, don't they?
Not legalised as such, but decriminalised in terms of...
The same way as what you're going for now, yeah?
So Jeremy's fear, and this is what he said a couple of minutes ago, is that if that happens, that it is actually giving the thumbs up to drug users to continue to abuse and use drugs.
No, it wouldn't be abuse if they're brought in properly and legalised it and done it the safe way. It'd be the proper job, you know.
But no, that's a conversation for another day, whether or not we should legalise it, because that's never going to happen. We're never going to have hard drugs legalised. But by allowing people to walk around the streets just carrying bags of Charlie is bloody ridiculous.
But they're doing it anyway. Which part of that do you not hear?
No, they're doing it anyway, but at least if they're caught, they will get something done to them. But by the reckoning, I mean, what we're more or less saying is cocaine is safe. Cocaine is safe.
But a bottle of whiskey is fucking worse than walking around the street with.
Well, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't even compare whiskey. And why do we always have to compare alcohol with cocaine? Nothing. There's no alcohol that's more dangerous than cocaine.
I would argue more people die from alcohol misuse than cocaine misuse. That's
right. Well,
fact.
I tell you, I was an alcoholic myself for years, like, and I gave up the drink 8 years ago. And I tell you, there's no company, even Bob Marley said a bottle of whiskey would drive you crazy. You know. Look, I suppose if you didn't take it, you don't know what it is. Like, you have to be there if you're supposed to take it, you know?
Okay, so you are in favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Do you support the decriminalisation of the possession of drugs for personal use? In other words, the way things are at the moment, the way the law deals with drugs is to lock you up if you're caught with them in your possession, arrest you, charge you, use up court time and everything else.
You won't be locked up. Nobody's getting 15 years to life for carrying a little
bag. No, but it's still, they get arrested, they get taken to the Garda station, they get brought to court, they might get a fine in court, and they could get a criminal record as a result of having.
Yes, because they've broken the law. Yes, because they broke it. Oh my God.
But isn't this exactly the point? It shouldn't be against the law to walk with a small amount of drugs that you're using anyway for your own personal use, not for drug dealing, for your own personal use.
Should I be able to walk around carrying a gun for my own personal use?
Some people think you should. Yeah,
carrying the shows. Should I be able to carry a gun in my pocket? I don't intend to shoot anybody.
In America, they do exactly that. Some people actually. Yeah, well, anyway, Graz, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Oh, good, Neil.
Good, thanks, Graz. What did you want to say on this?
Decriminalize? No, not a hope. Like. You decriminalize the use of drugs for your own personal use, and what's to stop the junkie sitting on the bus next to an old woman from shooting up heroin? Do you know what I mean? He's shooting up, well able to do it himself, well, he's robbing her.
I agree with you that that sounds disgusting, but sadly, that drug addict is probably doing it anyway.
Let him do it, like, do it in your own time. Like, you don't have to decriminalize it. Like, it's decriminalizing it, it's going to make things worse.
How?
Because people are going to be doing this out in the open in front of everyone. Like, at least now would it be in the way it is, they're doing it away from eyes. Or if you decriminalize it, there's just going to be people shooting up in front of you everywhere.
Okay, but the argument here is if you look at something like cannabis, you have to just walk up and down any streets in Dublin and you will get a waft of people smoking it, no matter where you are. Would you agree with that?
All I could do is walk outside my front door and I get a belt of it.
Well, there you go. So the point is, it's happening anyhow. So,
But weed is different.
Well, it's
weed is a totally different drug.
It's illegal to be caught in possession of cannabis, as it is. So are you in favour of allowing people to carry cannabis?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Like, I've no problem with weed, but coke, heroin, other drugs like that, no.
Okay, a lot of people, as you know, recreationally use cocaine at the weekends. They mightn't be addicts. Some of them are, some of them aren't, but they're using it at the weekends. But you want them to be criminally responsible?
Yeah, you see, like, I don't really have an issue with on the weekends and everything, but you get people who are using it daily. They're taking 5, 6, 7 lines every 2, 3 hours. I know people that use it just to get through work. But it's the harder drugs. When you said decriminalized drugs, it's the harder drugs that are the problem.
Well, we're talking about decriminalizing the carrying of drugs for your own personal use. That's not making them legal. Nobody's talking about making them legal at this moment. The Labour Party are suggesting decriminalizing the possession of drugs for personal use. In other words, it's okay for you to have a little bag of cocaine in your pocket or a little...
Well, let's just focus on kind of cocaine here, okay? Because yep. I think everybody agrees hash, weed, whatever is okay. Okay, that's the lesser end. We're talking about cocaine here like it's...
Covered by the law in the same
way.
Yes,
I know, but we're all talking about cocaine like it's a dib dab that you're having a bit of sherbet or something. Like, cocaine is a killer drug. And by saying to people, it's okay to carry it around and you can have people doing it in the middle of the street. Like,
If this came in tomorrow and you could walk around the streets with a joint in your pocket or a bag of cocaine in your pocket, is that going to make you want to try cocaine?
No, I never touch drugs.
I've never touched a drug
and I never will. But it's letting people know that it's okay to take cocaine, and that is the wrong message to send out to our team.
And is that the message, Graz, you think it would be sending out if you were allowed to walk around with it on the street?
Yeah.
Okay, well, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Lots of messages coming in on this. Let's kick off with this WhatsApp voice note.
What's that, boys? So, people asking for small amounts of drugs to be decriminalized, so they can't walk and see to it, you can't be arrested. Isn't that just another way for a drug dealer to send drugs to another person? Get a courier to walk down the road. Oh, who's this for you? Yeah, it's for me. Okay, off you go. Go sales and bring some money back to the drug dealer. Gives him another little baggie. Lads, no drugs should be decriminalised. I don't give a flying fuck what any of the hash heads, coke heads, heroin heads out there say. Decriminalising that and that just opens the floodgates. And I don't give a flying fuck where anyone says, oh, look at Amsterdam, look at this, look at that. Drugs in Amsterdam are still around. Drugs in other countries where it's legal, it's still around, but drug dealers are still around. Because you know what? When you decriminalise or legalise into shops, yeah, you're going to pay more for it in the shops because there's going to be a tax on it. And you know who's not going to be taxing you? The drug dealer. So the drug dealer will always still always be there. If they're getting it cheaper, they're obviously going to pay for cheaper. So, no, I don't think it should be decriminalised. If anything, I think drug laws in this country are a fucking joke because we all know the guys aren't fucking acting on the after shit out there. If anything, they should be made to do more. Anyway, that's just my thoughts, lads. I'm sure you get the smack heads on later. Enjoy the show.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, you're annoyed over
just
something.
Just been sent a message here from Stephen. Is there something wrong with Jeremy? Yes, there is. That's true. Does he think anyone who breaks the law for something as little as using a fire stick in your own home should be punished? Are you comparing the using of a fire stick? And by the way, I don't use a fire stick, in case you're suggesting that I do. Well, I do have a fire stick, but it's not a dodgy box one. I use it for Amazon and stuff like that. Are you comparing? Are you actually that stupid that you're comparing using cocaine to using a fire stick? Jesus Christ. Like, in all the comparisons you could make, using a fire stick is not damaging your own body, is it? You're not going to end up in... Has anybody ended up overdosing from a fire stick?
No, but the argument is your body, your choice in terms of consuming drugs. People are doing it day in and day out. And should they be criminalized for doing it when they're doing it anyway? The point I'm making is, having it illegal to have a drug in your possession is doing nothing, absolutely nothing, because it's so rampant now and it's just a waste of time.
I don't want my taxes paying for people to go to rehab for a drug addiction. Don't want my taxes going on junkies for the rehab, okay? Which is, by the way, caused by themselves. And to make anything easier to take... And by the way, a lot of the fights you see in the city centre now, and a lot of people going around thinking they're Rambo, it's all cocaine-based.
No, I agree.
People on cocaine think they're invincible.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Angel? How you doing, Jeremy?
John, should we follow the lead of countries like Portugal and allow people to carry small amounts of personal drugs, drugs for personal use?
Definitely not. You know, we've been on the show before and I've told you how drugs have, I've nearly killed one of my family members and how it all went out, you know. And the fact of the matter is I can't even believe that Labour is bringing this. I suppose I might be able to, until I see what our topic was all about. Is Labour all right? Are they on drugs? Because anybody to even think about this is on drugs, you know, and to even think about to even bringing this as a motion, you know. Legalising drugs is, you know, as you said there, they're carrying it anyway, they're doing this, they're doing that. The fact of the matter is, Agent, it's a deterrent and you can be arrested for it and you get reaction for it. You see, this is what, you know...
But John, it's not working as a deterrent because people... Drug use is more rampant than ever.
Well, I'll tell you this, you legalise the shit and you'll see what happens. You think it's bad now?
Nobody is talking about legalising drugs. What they are saying is... to take the illegality out of possession, because all that is doing is using valuable guarda time, valuable court time,
personal possession.
Isn't acting as any sort of a deterrent.
It is a deterrent. You know, because if you take that away, then and say, oh well, that's on my own personal use. You know, where does it stop that it's your own personal use? You see, the fact of the matter is, and you know quite well, guys, that I'm dead against drugs, and I always will be, and I fucking hate them. But the fact of the matter is, I don't want, you know, our generation, you know, back generations of kids growing up and thinking that they can carry around cocaine and fucking whatever the fuck else they want to carry around and be all right to think that, oh, it's just for my own personal use, you know. Like, where the fuck is that going to get us, you know? Literally, like, you know, I never heard something so stupid on my fucking
again,
life. Like,
again, John, the argument here is that having it illegal is achieving nothing except wasting guard time. What's it achieving?
Was it wasting guard? So, look, Jeremy took it on my, you know, what I wanted to say. So if that's the case, I can walk into a supermarket and I carry a knife or it's on my own personal use. I don't intend to use it, Garrett, but if I'm a tax, I want to use it. You know, again, you know what I mean? I know quite well it's illegal to carry a firearm or illegal to carry a fucking a knife around or drugs around. I'm not going to do it. You know what I mean? Because I know quite well.
But when it comes to drugs, and again, John, when you said a second ago, if you walk up and down any
it's
street...
It's the worst idea I've ever heard in my life, Jeremy.
If you walk up and down any street in Ireland, you will smell cannabis being smoked by somebody passing you
That's
by.
Right.
Okay? Absolutely everywhere. So having it illegal is doing nothing to stop that. Nothing whatsoever.
And it really is, because if a guard, you're walking by a guard and you'll see what happens. You know, you have a joint or you have a, you know, again, standing on the outside the pub there, fucking doing a line of coke. How the fuck is this got to look on the world? This is here. Look, as I said, things are bad enough as it is. But standing there watching people doing keys of fucking coke outside the pub or fucking, you know, or injecting heroin. That's my fear for my own personal use. You know, Jesus, stop, lads. Will you just give it over there?
Again, John. That is something that, in fact, Jeremy...
I know it's happening, Adrian. I keep hearing you saying it's happening anyway. Yeah. But at the moment, it's fucking illegal to do it. And here's the thing. I don't think you understand that you're saying, well, let's legalise it for your own personal use, how bad this can be and how detrimental it can be on people. So
what are you concerned about? Let's imagine tomorrow it was decriminalised, that it's okay for you and me and anybody else to carry a small amount of cannabis or a small amount of cocaine for my own personal use. Not enough to resell.
I don't want any fucker in my face smoking. It is happening, as you say. But here's the thing. Imagine going just into a pub there and they're standing outside there and they're snorting and all. Jesus, can you understand? Can you picture? Because I have a very, you know, a great imagination of this agent, the picture that you're painting. And it's a picture that of an Ireland that I don't want to live in anyway. You know, as you said, and you keep illustrating that things are bad enough. You can only imagine how bad. If you think that can get any worse, go. It won't be brought through anyway. I know it won't. You know what I mean? I don't know what fuck Labour is at. This will never happen.
In other countries.
Oh, you know, we're not in other countries, Adrian. No, we're in fucking Ireland.
In countries.
And thank God we are.
In countries like Portugal, they did it a number of years ago, and they say it's been a huge success. They're not wasting court time.
As one gentleman said there, that, over the dam, they've done it as well, and they all go over there for their slips and walking up and down the streets and having their joints and having their hash cakes. But the fact of the matter is, we're not in Amsterdam, we're not in Portugal, we're in fucking Ireland, you know. And here's the thing, what I'm worried about, one thing will lead to another, you know what I mean? We're going to have more fucking shit on our plates if this comes in. We'll have more addicts, we'll have more junkies, drug addicts, and we'll have more of everything if this is ever thought about brought in. As far as I'm concerned, that's what's going to happen anyway.
Do you think that a decriminalised possession of drugs will lead to more drug use?
I'm fucking sure it will. Of course it will. No doubt about it.
Why, are you going to go out and start using drugs if they decriminalise?
No, but I've seen it. Look, it's illegal, and I've seen one of my family members destroy his life. I can only imagine if it's legal there to just carry this shit around with you. Yeah, well, what's going to do then? You know what I mean? Seriously. We'll get your shit together. Seriously.
Okay, stay there for a second, John. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Jess.
And come on, lads, so people want the city to already look even worse than what it is now, because let's face it, it is the brand of the Walking Dead. seeing all the addicts. So they want people just to go and scot free from everything from weed to heroin. No, not a hope. Not to mention the fact the health system would be even more fucked because of it. So, no, they're probably going to shove it up their arse.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Yeah, well, as John said, it's going to make it worse. I agree with John there. And like, how is this a personal use?
What do you mean, how is it for personal use? People are walking around the streets every day with a small amount of cannabis or a small amount of cocaine, which they intend to use themselves. Now, the law as it currently stands, you can be arrested and charged with possession, you can appear in court, and you can get a conviction. Now, the argument here is, that is doing absolutely nothing to stop people using drugs. We should be focusing instead on trying to encourage people to stop using drugs, to try and get help for people that have issues with drugs, rather than criminalizing them, arresting them, bringing them to court. It's such a waste of time, basically.
And you really think that decriminalizing is going to tell them to stop using drugs? Are you serious now? Like, it's making me laugh.
Okay,
like,
but answer me this then, Ed. What do we achieve by dragging people to court for possession? What do we achieve? What does that do?
It sends them a message that it's still illegal and it's criminalized.
But it's not stopping people. People don't give a shit. They're not paying any attention to the law. So the law is absolutely pointless.
Well, the law should be more stricter than, to be honest. It should be more stricter. Like, look at the Arabic countries. You're literally killed for using drugs if you're in possession of drugs. You're killed in those countries.
So you want the death penalty for anybody caught using or carrying cocaine?
Not the death penalty, but a lot stricter than it is now. Like, fined for a few years, even jailed for a few months. Like, Jesus Christ! Like, I'm literally against drugs. Full stop. Like,
no, I get that. But the fact of the matter is, Ed, all you have to do is go out and about anywhere in Ireland, any weekend, and people are doing drugs. That is their choice. They're doing illegal drugs, but they are choosing to do it. For whatever reason they choose it, they are choosing to do it. Now, arresting them, bringing them to court and everything else is doing nothing because they're still continuing to do it. That's the point.
Well, I found it disgusting. Like, if I'm outside in the city centre or whatever and there's a smell of weed, I'm nearly thinking of boxing this person for fucking smoking weed in front of me.
You want to box somebody for smoking weed?
Yeah.
That's a lot of boxing because there's a lot of weed being smoked on the streets.
Well, it fucking shouldn't be this way. I'm telling you this much now. Like, okay. I wonder if there's anyone agreeing with me.
Rather than allowing people to carry a small amount of drugs for their personal use, you would like to see the law actually getting stricter, getting tighter, and jailing people for possessing any type of drug.
Yeah, because we're not in Amsterdam. We're not in Ibiza. We're in Ireland, like, as John said, we're in Ireland.
I agree with Ed because, you know, people always use that argument. Oh, it happens in Amsterdam. I don't want Dublin. Amsterdam, the majority of people who go to Amsterdam as tourists, yeah, go so they can go to the cafes and stuff like that. I don't want Dublin to become a drug tourist capital.
Nobody is talking about opening cafes.
Word would get around very quick that Dublin is there's a drug culture in Dublin and it's okay to do a bit of blow in the toilets in Dublin.
John is talking about, you know, if you decriminalise carrying small amounts of drugs, people are going to be snorting cocaine off their hands outside pubs.
Well, they literally could.
Sure, they're probably doing it anyway.
There's a whole shame thing about it. Look, have we had a caller on yet that has admitted to taking cocaine? I don't know, have we spoken to someone yet?
No, not yet, no.
Is there anybody listening to this podcast now who's willing? I always find it bizarre how you all do cocaine, but none of you are willing to admit it publicly. So I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to throw down the gauntlet. Is there anybody that's willing to admit? Like, why are people not willing to admit that they do cocaine? Why are you ashamed of? I've never done cocaine, so I don't know. But what are you ashamed of to admit?
Because it's illegal.
No, that's not the reason. You should get someone not to admit that they have a dodgy box. at home. It's nothing to do with illegal.
No, I think it is. I think people are concerned because, most, say, for example, listeners, if their boss found out that they were cocaine users, they mightn't be happy.
Okay, I'm just going to put it out there.
There's still a social stigma.
But hey, but hang on, according to you, everybody's doing it. So
They're all doing it in secret.
Is there anybody that's willing to admit that they are cocaine users? Okay, because Adrian is making out that cocaine is a safe drug. Why won't any of you admit to using it? Because if I was to ask now, is there anybody willing to admit that they drink, that they're having a bottle of wine tonight? Everybody would admit that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But according to these people, cocaine is just the same as a bottle of wine. So what are you all ashamed of?
Because of the illegality. That's the whole point.
No,
that is the argument. That is the point.
No.
Let me bring in more of your opinions. This is Thomas.
I don't think people are really understanding what's going on here. They want to decriminalise it, not make it legal. Like, so if someone's caught smoking a joint or taking an aisle of cocaine or whatever they're doing somewhere, the cops are probably going to stop them, going to confiscate it, they're probably going to arrest them. But they probably won't get a criminal record or get charged or whatever, like, so the guards have to assess the amount to catch them or whatever, like, so there's still going to be a process there. We're not just going to say, hey, put that away. But people at stake, I think they're probably smoking too much weed themselves. They're not happy with that fucking weed. The only people who think weed is harmful is the clowns that smoke it. They're going to dope it with a brain all day long. Have a clue what they're doing.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
I'm on a bother, as yourself.
Good, thank you. Should we decriminalise possession of small amounts of drugs?
This conversation has been brought up every year for the last how many years?
Yep,
and
it
we're
has.
Still nowhere close.
Okay, why do you think this needs to happen?
Because how many guards are in this country? It's 28,000, is it?
About 14,000. About 14,000. Sorry, go on.
And how many guards do you reckon are in court every day for the likes of that?
Quite a lot, yeah.
Yeah, that's an absolute waste. There's guards that could be out on the beach committing, like, stopping crime from being committed.
Okay,
I was a few years ago for having a bit.
Okay, and what happened to you?
I got a €300 fine.
So you were taken to the Garda station, you were arrested, you were brought to court, and you were fined €300.
Fined €300, I had to pay my solicitor €300, took a day off work, and it was basically thrown out.
But it wasn't thrown out if you were fined €300.
The judge just said to give €300 to the charity, and then that was it. I didn't get conviction over.
And you think that whole process from start to finish was such a waste of resources?
A complete waste of resources. It took about four guards to do that case to me. That's four guards that should have been on the beach.
No, you broke the law. The guards have to. I mean, Jesus, get me the smallest violin in the world out of the box there, so I can play it for you, Darren.
I'm not looking for a violin being played.
Well, you are. You're saying, "Oh, poor me."
No. He didn't say that. He said it's such a waste of time. It's such a waste of time. All of those resources, all of those Gardaí.
But you can say the same. It's such a waste of time to have four Gardaí at a checkpoint checking your tax disc.
Well, some people think that is as well.
Well, that is.
But these things have to be done. You broke the law, and that's why you ended up in court.
Yeah, but the whole point, Jeremy, is that shouldn't be the law. Under €100 should be allowed for yourself, personal use. That's the point.
Well, there you go, Ed. You should be allowed a small amount for your personal use, end of.
Here, would you get him off? Fuck's sake. Like, seriously, personal use. So you're saying that it's okay to just walk around the street and go, would you fuck yourself?
What are you talking about? I'm already getting, speak some fucking sense, will you?
I'm already disgusted by walking in the city centre, fucking the smell of weed. It shouldn't be legalized.
You know what I'm disgusted about, Ed? Seeing people drunk on the streets, but yet no one talks about that because alcohol is legal.
Well, alcohol
is legal. Do you enjoy
your
drink, do you?
Occasionally, but not as often.
Yeah. Have you ever been prolific drunk going around the streets coming out of a pub? I'd say you have. So what's this between that and me going down the street smoking a joint, even though I wouldn't smoke it in public? The only difference is the fact that drink is legal.
Let me ask you then, Darren, if it were legal that you could carry cannabis for your own use, would you not then smoke a joint walking down the street?
No, because I like to smoke it on my own personal, in my home. I'm relaxing, not walking down the street doing my daily business.
Well, then, the law doesn't. What are you worried about? Why do you want the law brought in? Hang on, if you don't even.
Because you have to go and get it, Jeremy.
Yes, obviously you have to go. So you have a dealer.
Yeah. Yeah. My UD comes to me, but if I have to get it and I'm carrying it on me and I'm stopped and searched and they find a 50 bag on me and I brought the cord, that's bullshit. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not bullshit. And as well, by going to a dealer, you're funding a criminal enterprise as well, and which you're literally funding the gangland criminals.
By them, Jeremy, by me being brought the cord over a 50 bag, the actual dealer who brings in the stuff from whatever country or grows it here or whatever is walking free and laughing.
The point is that it is such a waste of resources. And in Darren's case, the end result was he didn't get a conviction. He got a slap on the wrist and a €300 fine. And the judge said, get out of this court.
But he got a fine for breaking the law.
But what did it stop him taking drugs? Did it stop him smoking joints? No. You still continue to do it, Darren, don't you?
Yeah, and that bullshit about, if you legalise weed, it's just going to make everyone smoke it. That's bullshit. The fact that it's illegal makes everyone do it more, because it's the same in school, back in the day in school, when chewing gum was illegal. Everyone chewed chewing gum. But I guarantee you, if chewing gum wasn't illegal to eat in school, no one would eat, no one would chew it.
And you could look at something like cigarettes, which are legal. 80% of people, though, don't smoke cigarettes. Only about 20% of the population smoke cigarettes. 80% don't. So legalising cigarettes doesn't make everybody do it either.
Even if people are saying that it would get rid of the drug dealers, it wouldn't, because cigarettes are legal, but yet you can still get cigarettes in the black market.
Yep, absolutely, I agree. Okay, so you would like to see it be made possible for you to not get arrested for carrying a small amount of weed in your pocket, because...
Yeah, it's more or less like, now the drugs get delivered to me, but back in the day, like, you'd have to go off and get them, and you'd be shitting yourself coming back in the car or whatever with a small bit on you in case you were stopped.
Is that risk still in the back of your head, or are you less concerned these days?
It will be in the back of your head if you're carrying it on you in the car. Yeah, 100%.
But in all the time you've been smoking it, you've only once ever ended up in court, have you?
I've only, yeah, that's 15 years ago now, nearly, yeah. Okay. I don't smoke it in public, I smoke it at home. Like.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
John is just trying to get back in there. Sorry, John, what did you want to say?
Well, if we all go down Ed's Road, Gardens Road, is like, I'll say this to you, Darden, right? And I will say this, Darden, right? You were only going mad, Darden, that you were brought to court and you were caught with that, you know, and you were fined for that and you had to pay a flister and you had to take the day off work, as you said. You see, Darden, that's called illegal, what you're doing there, you see. See, the fact of the matter is, Darden, okay, say if you drive a car tomorrow, Darden, and you have no tax, or sorry, you have no insurance, okay? Do you expect, Darden, that all the insurance takes 3 or 4 cops to get you to court and that you're illegally driving on the road? And do you think that should be, you know, taken to personal circumstances as well? I was only going to the shops, I wasn't well, or I was only doing this, or I was only doing that. At the end of the matter, Darden, no matter what way you look at this, it's illegal, Darden, okay? And there's laws for, you know, illegality. Okay,
but again, John...
We know that, John,
John, what did it
achieve? The fact that I'm trying to point out, Adrian, is that you can't keep just getting away with the law. Just because you think the law in your head is wrong and that it was stupid or whatever way you want to call it, you know, the fact of the matter is, it's the law, Darren, you know?
John... Do you think if marijuana and cocaine was made legal next week, that the place would be full of zombies taking cocaine and marijuana in the street?
I wouldn't go that far. I tell you what I wouldn't like, Darren, and I'm sure you heard me what I said, I wouldn't like to see it being legalised, because the fact of the matter is, we've already have a big issue, you know, with the likes of cocaine and marijuana.
Yeah, but John, you're basing off your own experience with your brother. So you can't...
Well, I'm basing off what I see as well. Sorry, Garden, sorry. I'm basing what I'm seeing at the moment in Ireland. You know, I think, and Adrian has pointed it out, that this country has a huge problem with drugs. But the fact of the matter is...
John, the country has a bigger problem
we get that. And here, you know, as you said there yourself, we've argued about that 10,000 times. But the fact of the matter is, you know, yes, and we do need to bring in probably more laws against alcohol and about what way it's being treated here in the Ireland. But what I will say this, Ed, and I said to you already, that things are bad enough. If that was legalised, then you can walk around Dublin town, you walk anywhere you want, and you see people, as I said, literally just doing what they like, because it's personal use. You know, and you can see where I'm coming from, you know.
If you, let's say there's two lads walking down on O'Connell Street and two guards walk past them and they can smell weed off them, do you really think they're going to arrest them lads?
You see, again, it depends, you know, on the situation, Darren, as we all know. You know, I've seen it my own too. Wyatt there, like one guy there at a shop there, it was a couple of weeks ago, and he was smoking a joint and fucking cop car gone by and they all jumped out like lunatics. So, yes, I can see it is going to happen. And then, you know, again, you know, it's illegal for a reason, is what I'm saying. Now, I don't know what you're thinking here, but, you know, we see A&E, listen, here's the thing, I've friends of mine that work in, you know, in different hospitals here in the Ireland world, and they see what happens in A&E every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know,
yeah,
it's
from alcohol, not from marijuana.
Sorry, oh no, it's alcohol and it's drugs as well, you see that. This is the thing.
Yeah,
we've got enough
alcohol.
Fucking, you know, no, Darren, look, a good man for pointing that out. But the fact of the matter is, Darren, we've enough problems with alcohol. But when you infuse alcohol with drugs, you know quite well what happens, Darren.
John, let me ask you, what was achieved by dragging Darren to court and fining him 300 quid?
What was achieved, again, Adrian, and I said this already, and Darren's got the feeling that there, he 300 for the solicitor, he 300 fine, he had, and had a day off work. Darren, it cost Darren 900
okay,
euros, basically.
It cost him 900 quid.
Hold on, for a 50 euro bag of hash, it cost him 900 quid and a day in court. That's what it cost him, Adrian.
But ultimately, that's not a fucking deterrent, it isn't. That's the point.
I tell you one thing, you're fucking stupid as it is, if that's the case. Because I tell you one thing, if that cost me 900 quid, you must be something fucking wrong with you, honestly, you know.
John, how much money do you spend on drink every year? I can guarantee it's more than 900 quid.
Take it there that you're smoking with a blow, so you drink as well, I presume. So imagine how much money you're spending on blow and drinking here. But look, let's not get into this, Darren. At the end of the day, you're the one that was caught with 900. It cost you 900 quid in the end of it. So who's fucking stupid here? I can go out and have a pint and come home and have a curry. You go out there, you're arrested, you're in the cell for the night, whatever the fuck it was, or whatever happened.
Yeah,
Well, you were processed anyway, as one would call it. And it cost, at the end of the day, 900 quid. You know, it's not going to cost me 900 quid to go out for a drink tonight.
John, let me put it to you again, that it was a complete and utter waste of Garda time and resources.
It wasn't, Hazel. I don't know why you keep going around this fucking roundabout, Hazel.
All right, stay there for a second. Let me bring in some more of your opinions.
Why do you keep saying it was a waste? Darren obviously feels it's a waste because
it was a waste of time.
Because he got bitch slapped over.
No,
he did.
But that's all it was. It was just a bitch slap.
No, but it doesn't matter. No, he was charged.
Think of all the man hours that went into bringing him into court. For what? It achieved nothing. It was an inconvenience in Darren's life.
It did.
And it wasn't much more than an inconvenience, was it, Darren?
That's all it was, yeah. It's in the arse.
Yeah, a pain in the arse.
And the court day was on the 23rd of December as well.
2 days before Christmas. All right, stay there for a second. Let me bring in David.
Hey, guys. Great show there. I just have to agree with that guy, Ed, I think his name is there, about harsher punishment on people that do drugs. The estate that I'm in is absolutely, it's fucking rampant in it. The neighbours are at it. The neighbours across the road are at it. You know, the people living behind me are at it. It's horrible, especially in the summer. You walk out any time. Look, I've been walking to work at, like, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, and these lowlifes are out, like, smoking hash in their back gardens and stuff, like. I mean, I don't see why anything, if this is so illegal, like, why is there nothing being done about it? Like, you know, you may as well fucking illegalise it. You know what I mean? Because, like, the guards aren't doing anything about it. Like, they come down around the estate and all, you know, they might drop in, you know, what are you doing? Stop doing that. We've had reports, you're smoking hash, whatever. You know, they just leave the estate and it's just back the same way. It's an absolute joke, lads. It's a joke. Like, and the smell of it, the kids are coming down from upstairs. They can't sleep because the smell in the house, like, it comes in through the vents. It's fucking atrocious. So yeah, I'm totally with that. If you're caught, like, fucking huge fines or a couple of months in prison. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Darren, there's somebody saying we should be doing the exact opposite. Instead of making it easier for people to carry drugs on the street, we should get really, really tough. And instead of you being fined 300 quid, you should have been locked up for a few months. That would put manners on you.
Well, then we may open up a few more prisons, so...
Yep, that's the fact of it. All right, and one final message that I've been asked to play for you, Darren, to get your response. So just have a listen to this, please.
Dara, wake up, kid. Will ya? Give it up. Time to grow up now, bud. We all smoked when we were young lads. We used to think it was great. We used to get a bit of a laugh out and kick out. But when you grow up and turn into a fucking adult, it does not only wreck your fucking head, wreck your brain, wrecks everyone's brain around you because they have to fucking deal with you because you're going out of this paranoid and fucking grumpy because you don't have a joint in you. It's worse shit on the planet. It has some medical fucking goodness in some of the fucking hemp and all that, but that fucking shite, that fucking THC smoking that melts their brains. And the only people that doesn't think that it affects them is the people that fucking smoke it. I'm around it all my life, around people all my life to smoke it. I smoked it for fucking 10 years myself when I was young lad, and I had to give it up because I was fucking hit a wall with it. Pure dirt is all it is, and it all really annoys me. The only people that thinks it doesn't affect you is the fucking dopes that go around smoking it all day long. Fucking brain dead cunts. Fucking two young lads that walked to me, they're that stupid and smoke chasing before they got the fucking walking, and they pulled the car in beside the site office and the fucking farmer come out and the smell of weed, you'd smell it a mile away. Like, that's how fucking brain dead they are. And so I didn't smoke, it didn't work. Fucking gobshites, will you? Wake up, you clowns.
Darren, you to wake up, you clown, and give it over, basically.
Yeah, so one thing I will agree, Darren, with Tom's message is that, you know, you're not 18 anymore, bud. You know what I mean? Like, you're a grown man with a job and stuff like that. Like, I associate hash, cannabis, weed, I associate that with, like, you know, 18 and 19 year old lads who play video games and stuff. Like, you're a grown man.
Do you want to respond to that?
So what do you associate drink with then? Who do you associate drink with?
Ah, adults.
Well, why is that?
Just do, because it's a social thing.
No, why? Just do. That's some answer.
No, because you go to a pub. No, I drink. The only reason I drink is to be social. So
anyway, the message is, you're a mature man, Darren. Just give it up. What do you say to that?
I probably will give it up eventually, all right, but not now.
And what age are you now?
I turned 35 last Saturday.
35?
Yeah.
Actually, grow the fuck up, Darren. Jesus, seriously, man. You need to... 35!
Well, I'd argue with you, Jeremy. Grow up because I'm still drinking alcohol every weekend.
And there you go. And Darren, as already said, he doesn't drink, so you can't throw that back.
35 and still doing spliffs, like, jeez.
35? Jeremy, how old are you? You're still playing with Lego, you loser,
yeah. Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. Good man. Great comeback, Darren. Well done.
By the way, I don't play with Lego. I make Lego. Yeah, I don't play with Lego.
Yeah, grow
I don't
up.
Sit down, like, with...
Grow up.
I don't sit down with a Lego ship and play with the little figures and so and do their voices. And, well, maybe I do sometimes.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.